إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ونبيك محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وتنك الله سبحانه وتعالى for preserving our lives as Muslims to this moment. We praise him and we seek his refuge from the evil of our thoughts and the evil consequences of our actions. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his messenger. We seek the peace and benediction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the noble soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his peer assholes, his companions, and all Muslims the day of reckoning. After this, once again I greet you with the greeting of Islam, the greeting of our progenitor, upon which he was commanded after his creation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the Messenger of Allah, in the hadith related by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'ah, and the greetings of the people of the paradise, according to the Quran. I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a privilege for me to be here today in the midst of my brothers in Islam. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make being in your midst to be beneficial to each and every one of us in this world and in the hereafter. Well, I just want to this morning call our attention to the fact that what we are doing now, coming to the mosque to observe Salah, and do some other things, have our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one and indivisible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our God, negating plurality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascribing oneness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all forms and ramifications. It's a privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing. Take for example the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was he the one who made himself to be the messenger? No. Was it as a result of his devotion or his efforts? People before him were on monotheism. People like Ibn Nufayl, they were there. People like Waraqa, they were there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ وَآخَرِينَ مِّنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then Allah said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ. It is He, Allah. Look at it. Who will lead? Ba'atha, that raised fil ummiyin, among the unlettered ones. They are not ignorant. They are only unlettered. That means they are not literate. They don't read and they don't write. Yet they are not ignorant. One of the qualities the Arabs have is the preservation of knowledge for us. So their inability to read and their inability not to read, inability not to be able to write, is now a privilege for us now. Because having been they were able to read and write, most of them will not be able to memorize the knowledge of Islam, which is Kitab and Sunnah for us. Because they cannot read, because they cannot write, it forces them to memorize whatever they had. And that is now we have the reason we have Ruwaat now. That is why the culture of memorization of Quran is there. Memorization of Sunnah is there. So they don't depend on writing. Only few of them can do so. Okay? Very few of them can do so. So among them, Allah said, He raised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only for them, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. And those who have not yet joined them on the path of monotheism. Allah now said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. For choosing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the messenger, فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. Here I will translate it as a privilege from Allah. That is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that you have merited it one way or the other. You can say you want to account for why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you with what you are doing. But that is how Allah did it. Again, the companions chosen for the messenger of Allah, the same thing Allah said. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah said, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Who saved you from the brink of hell? Allah said, He himself is the one that saved them from it. Before they said, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah is the one that joined your hearts together when you were previously disunited. In Medina, the owls and the cockroach were previously disunited based on tribal lines. And the Jews in Medina exploited their division to continue to dominate them and emphasize the divisions among them. But Allah said, no. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He joined your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made you to become brothers. Then in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِعِكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعْنِتُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ. Allah is the one that made you to love the Iman, the faith. You wouldn't have loved it. You would have been like people like Abu Jahl. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Not only that, He made you to love the faith, زَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. He made the faith to be alluring to you. He embellished the faith in your heart. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرُ. Allah is the one that made you to detest kufr, disbelief. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرُ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. The disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you detest it, you don't like it again. He's the one that made it to be so to you. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Such are those that are guided. They are on the right path. فَضْلًا. It's a favor from Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they wouldn't have chosen themselves. It is not possible. For Khalid ibn al-Walid to have become a Muslim, fighting on the path of Kufu before, he was among the Hizb Shaitan before. Even during Hud, he was still within the unbelievers. Allah guided him to Islam. Rather than be a champion for Kufu, he became a champion for Islam. Allah said, Sabna min Allahi wa na'ima. It's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he chose that. That's why in Surah Al-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sabiquna li-awwaluna من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بالإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. أعد الله لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار. So Allah has chosen them and He now placed them in ranks. Mentioning the muhajirun, the emigrants, mentioning them first before the Ansar, the helpers in Medina. If you go back to Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّهُ دَارُ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِّلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَّحِيمٌ. See the way Allah was putting them in ranks. See, the helpers were the ones that prepared the way for the Meccans to come. But Allah said, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. They loved them. But yet Allah did not place them first. He mentioned Muhajirun as higher in rank. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. قَادِمِ شِرَاطِ نَعْمُ. Can you account for why you are a Muslim? Majority of us who are Muslim now, we say because my father is a Muslim or was a Muslim. I was born into a Muslim family. Are you the one who decided that that is where you are supposed to be born or given that? Can you say, when I was coming, I told Allah, I want to be a Muslim? Or, I'm choosing this man to be my father. I'm choosing this woman to be my mother. You cannot think. Take yourself to Buckingham Palace. Think of Prince Andrew, Prince Charles. And if in their heart they want to be Muslims, do you think it is easy for them to practice? Their life is like a regimented life, you know. The protocols, the schedule officers are there. We shall not be part of it. If the Queen goes now, Prince Charles steps in, or Prince Andrew steps in, he must be champion of the CMS, Anglican Church, because the Archbishop of the Canterbury, yeah, that is the head of the Anglican in the whole world, which you should be the champion. So even if they want to be Muslim in their hearts, how possible will it be for them? How easy? So Allah could have made you either of the two, but Allah didn't make you to be. So where am I going? I'm saying that you should see your being a Muslim as a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a privilege. Someone else could have been, and you could have been someone else or somebody else who is not a Muslim today. Therefore, you have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making you to be Muslim. How are you going to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is to continue to maintain the path of monotheism. Number two is to continue to dedicate yourself to Islam better than you have dedicated before. Three is for you to find out what are those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. What are those things the Messenger of Allah explained that these are the things that makes Allah to be happy and these are the things that makes Allah to be hungry. You pursue those ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and Allah will be happy with you that you have not misused or abused the privilege given to you as a Muslim. You flee from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests in order for you to show appreciation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be a Muslim. For if you choose the other path, while retaining your iman, your faith, tactically, for those who can read the game, you are telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you don't appreciate this privilege. And there is a tendency for Allah to remove the privilege from you. May Allah save us from that. May Allah save us from that. And that is why in the Muqaddimah of the Messenger of Allah, one of the statements is, Na'udhu bihi min shururi anfusina. Whatever you do is a product of your thoughts. None can carry out any action except that you have thought about it. That is the essence of, one of the essence of the first hadith, popular hadith that people call first hadith. إِنَّمَا لَأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. إِنَّمَا لَأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Any action carried out by anybody has an intention behind it, and your intention is your thought. Anybody carrying out any action without any intention behind it consciously, then that person has lost his mind. Then he needs to be looked after. He needs, medication or whatever to bring him back to his senses. And that is why people who do things without intention or without any action or thought are called madmen. So our actions have consequences. So na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. The evils of our thoughts. Wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Actions also have consequences. Sayyi'at. The repercussions, the negative ones. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sought refuge of Allah from me. So one of those things that you can use to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for you to flee, to move away from those things that can bring these evil consequences. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. So it is now left for us to pursue it in order for us to show this gratitude to Allah for making us to be Muslim. So whenever, wherever you are, whenever you are in any place, once it is within your thoughts that my being alive as a Muslim is a privilege from Allah. Don't forget the fourth hadith in An-Nawawi collection. In An-Nawawi collection, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala. Inna ahdakum la ya'mal bi amali ali li jannah hatta ma yakunu baynahu wa bayna ayla abdirah fayasbik alihi li kitab fayamal bi amali ali nar fayadkhulaha. Some of you will continue to be on the path of paradise until it becomes just an arm's length to enter the paradise. And what happens? What has been written will overtake such a person and ends in hell. One of the explanations of the scholars is that Muslims should continuously be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. He can do whatever he wants to do without anybody questioning him. Therefore, بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَرَجَعَ. Between fear and hope, that inshallah, O Allah, be merciful unto me, let me end well. I appreciate what you have done for me, this privilege you have given to me, I'm guiding it, please. So a Muslim is constantly on his toes. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we save such people. May Allah count us among the saved ones in this world and hereafter. And this is the short short talk that I want to do this morning, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. Here I am and reward us abundantly. Here we make it. Whatever I've said that is correct is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those ones that are otherwise is from myself and shaitan. May Allah forgive me my sins and forgive you your sins. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اهدنا وسددنا. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها إنك خير من زكاها ومولاها. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلنا مقيمي الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.